Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to get more into Ron Paul and why we should believe in him, why should we trust him. But in a way, that's a destructive process right there because it enters the idea into people's minds and it creates hesitation. But I guess we have to do that. I guess it's a good exercise. I just can't believe there's hesitation, but I can't believe people don't know that mercury's bad for their brains. I mean, you're Sullivan, Dawes in the UK, many others. We're going to go to your calls right now. And then there is a lot of other news I'm going to get into. I also want to talk about population reduction. We have some audio clips we're going to play of that and really talk about the real numbers. But right now, let's go to Yaz in the Netherlands, been holding patiently. Yaz, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, thanks very much for taking my call. It was really the arrogance of the woman you just had on. I mean, it's unbelievable. Pushing the lie, still pushing the lie. In case anyone still has any doubts about this European royalty and what monsters they actually are, I just want to mention the example of Leopold II of Belgium. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Yes, I have.
Yes, right. He had a private enterprise, the Congo Free State, he called it. It was a private project undertaken by the king to extract rubber and ivory in the Congo region of Central Africa, and which relied on forced labor and resulted in the deaths of between 8 and 30 million Congolese. I mean, talk about population reduction. This is what Leopold II did, Coburg-Gotha family. And I also want to mention another thing about the Royal Dutch Airlines transporting Nazis just after the war to Argentina. It was posted on Infowars.com just today. Have you had a chance to read it?
No. In fact, you have written some great articles for us that we've checked out and have been proven to be very accurate in the past. I haven't seen the latest article. Tell folks your full name and tell us about yourself.
Right. My name is Jurien Maassen. It's a little bit difficult. It's a Dutch name. My background is in audiovisual productions. I've made several low-budget documentaries. And right now I'm in the process of writing a book with a good friend of mine about Queen Beatrix and her ilk, and especially the people that are now pushing all this new world order.
You know what? I want to give you some more time. First off, right now, spend a few minutes on the new Nazi information, which I'd read about before, but I guess you got more info. And then let's get into King Leopold and some of the things he did.
Right. First of all, the Nazi flights which Royal Dutch Airlines making, the Dutch Liberal Party and some institutes in the Netherlands have pushed for an investigation of this, actually. It was a television program aired a couple of days ago on Dutch national television exposing that the airlines were fully conscious of their unusual cargo and even put pressure on Swiss Air, the booking agent, to transport the Nazis as quickly and quietly as possible. Now, the interesting thing is that the late Prince Bernard of Orange-Nassau was, in fact, behind it. He was the prominent commissionary at the time the illegal flights took place. So that warrants a thorough investigation, I think. So that's the news about that. So it's still the question if they're going to actually go ahead with the investigation. So we're going to have to push this within the Netherlands.
And folks, nothing against Germans. You know, my mom's German on her side of the family. It's the leadership of Germany. The Dutch royal family, of course, is German, just like the British.
Right. It's German. And they've always been German. They spoke German until like a century ago in The Hague. They just spoke German amongst each other. So they are just German. And so are their relatives in Belgium.
Well, that's where Prince Philip is German. He was an SS officer in the Führer's personal corps, and then when he decided that the Führer would probably lose, he scurried over to England and then did some stage stuff in a Spitfire. He's so disgusting. Stay there, Jurien. I'll come right back to you.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yer has written a lot of great articles for us, and a few of them he sent us we somehow missed. We're going to post those today at JonesReport.com in the next hour. And Yer just does amazing research. He, of course, is Dutch. And, you know, I get criticized for talking about how a German weird death cult runs things. And they are intermarried with the Rothschilds. That's certainly real and true as well. But from real history that I've studied, that they've been very careful to keep quiet, the czars were German. The royalty of Germany was German. The Dutch royalty is German. The French royalty was Austrian and German. The British royalty is German, and the Greek royalty is German. I mean, they're all German. And then the Bushes are related to them, Blair's related to them, just everybody. It's one group. And yes, they've intermarried with some, Jewish folks. And people say, no, it's the Catholics, it's the Jews, it's the... I'm telling you, folks, I know who owns the banks, and I know who owns the armament companies, and I know who owns... folks, literally, Rothschilds fall down on their knees before the Queen of England, and it's not because she's got a crown on. That lady, that's why I called her so many names yesterday. I never call women uncouth names, you know, the name for a female dog. I don't use language. I do that because it's all about worshiping her. It's all about how she's God. It's all about how our presidents bow to her and our secretaries of state become knights of the garter. it's important that that we basically defile them. And by that I mean that we defy them. It is important that we let them know. I mean, I don't want to be uncouth here. I have never been into potty humor. I've never been gross. I've never been into thing, you know, juvenile. But I mean, maybe we should call going number two a Queen Elizabeth. You know, I mean, and introduce that to the culture and to everyone, because she's evil, ladies and gentlemen. She's bad. She's killed her. The people that represent her have killed millions and millions of people. And so, you know, maybe we should call porta potties Queen Elizabeth's. And if your dog vomits on the carpet, oh, he went Queen Elizabeth. Because it's important. These are enemies have killed millions of people, and they got everyone trained about how to respond to them and do dog tricks for them when they're so evil. And so there, I've done it. I made a joke around the office last night at about 1 a.m. when I was sitting there watching video of her, just so disgusted by everyone cowering. I watched hours of everyone coming in and groveling and kneeling before her. And folks, I just can't handle it. And how they went into the Dutch people, incredibly intelligent, filled with ingenuity and just sciences, and have just sucked off of them. They didn't get control till 1845. It was just a private family. They just moved in, got so wealthy, they just called themselves kings, and then brought over a royal princeling to marry it to their daughter, and that's where you got the House of Orange. And yes, I knew about Leopold, and you know, history books say over 10 million, but a lot of the numbers could be over 30 million. And I mean, they literally would, folks, I mean, killing tens of millions of Africans, using them as slave labor till they died, that's evil. And so the least we can do is call anything foul a Queen Elizabeth. I mean, you sneeze all over yourself? Oh, like Queen Elizabeth. You accidentally pass gas in a room? I'm sorry, like Queen Elizabeth. In fact, I'm not going to be mean to the French anymore. That's an Anglo boorish thing that we've been taught. That's an imperial thing to call excuse my French when you use profanity. You see, that's another thing out of the same crowd. We're not going to do that anymore. I'm going to stop using that term. When I use a mild profanity, which I will not do on air, I'm sorry, but the point is, I will now call it a Queen Elizabeth. Anything vile is a Queen Elizabeth. And if Prince Charles becomes king, anything vile will be a King Charles. I'm asking you to use this and coin this now. Okay? I know it takes being crude around the office, but just say, I've got to go. My stomach's been hurting. I've had a serious Queen Elizabeth. Okay, I've done it. I said I'd do it. I've done it. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's important. I mean, you've got some criminal in a suit made of diamonds with a crown with our president and others bowing down to her. Why? Because she's a long line of hereditary murderers and scum. You know, I said I wouldn't get into this, but let's go back to please tell us about the murder of the Africans.
Right. I mean, it's a sad history. I mean, indeed, it was about 30 million people actually killed. I mean, they were killed actually by the Belgian king. Also, he himself ordered people's hands cut off if they didn't provide enough rubber or ivory, the clothing they should make every day.
That's
if
where now they show the Africans and go, look at these animals. They cut the hands off. They learned that from him.
Right, right. I mean, he's been there for centuries. I mean, where else should they pick that up? You know, for a large part, it's European royalty actually initiating all of that, all of the trouble they're in now, and the trouble we're in now. I mean, it's just killing everybody.
I know, and of course, they're all related. Queen Elizabeth's closely related to him. It's the same people. That's why I detest her. I mean. What is it like to see that royalty walk around and everybody bow down and worship them, and their finances are secret, and Leopold's a Nazi, I mean Prince Bernhard was a Nazi, and just I'm so sick of them.
It's too much. I mean, if you see it on television, especially that attitude, that, you know, completely dumbed down, which, you know, really gets my blood going, and that's why I'm writing the articles, and especially the book, which we're writing now. So, I mean, it is motivating to see all that.
Are you going to name the bathrooms in the Netherlands Queen Beatrix's?
Right. The bathrooms are Queen Beatrix's right now. Everything that's vile and bad about the earth, about people, wanting to reduce population, especially. I mean, Queen Elizabeth, you know, just like you said.
Well, and again, I never talk like that. I'm doing it for a reason. They claim, on the back of the movie DVD about the Queen that we've got for research purposes, it says, unfathomable dignity, incredible grace. She's almost not human. I mean, give me a break, man. I mean, these are mass murdering scum. These are hereditary serial killer families, and the least we can do is associate them with anything vile. You see a dead dog with maggots all over on the side of the road? Oh, look at that Queen Elizabeth. I mean, do you see the point I'm trying to make here, Yuri?
Yeah, absolutely. That fits the description. I mean, you know, a carcass alive with maggots. I mean, that's about it. It's a symbol.
Yeah, I mean, I want the world to know because, you know, these black groups and others think that we're all evil because of these leaders. No, if your leaders would have gotten control, they would act like this, too. This is what evil people in power do. And we, not in our name. I mean, look, that Queen of England is not in my name. George Bush is not done in my name. What Queen Beatrix does is not in yours name. And that's why yours doing what he's doing. It's not in our name.
Right. It's not in our name. And it's never in our name because... they have had this power already for centuries, so how could it be in our name?
And by the way, they want to do the same stuff they've done to Africa and Asia to us. That's
right.
Why we've got to beat them, folks.
Right, but they're more subtle with us. You know, they're more subtle. In Africa, they just go wild. And with us, they know we have an educated population.
It's the guns. It's the guns, yeah.
Yeah.
Take the Dutch, where everybody was armed. You had, in fact, the Swiss really got that from the Dutch, where every neighborhood had its own little private army to protect from invasion, to protect the dikes. And then that's why you guys never really have had any military problems. And you were a free society. That's why the Pilgrims tried to go there first, and to Holland and other areas. And you've had a great history, so you had great developments, and now you've got parasites ruling over you, and all of that's being reversed. This is not in our name.
Right, and the period you talk about, when we were actually free, that was the only time where we didn't have one of the family Orange sitting in power. The only time. All the other times they were, in key places of power.
And every man, every household had guns. And boy, now that isn't the case, is it?
Not the case at all. I mean, it's actually illegal in the Netherlands to have guns. It's illegal.
But they can have all their trained monkey troops bowing to the Queen, stomping around, staring at the crowd with guns. I mean, how do we put up with this?
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, they give you false choices like Europe. You know, we can carry guns if we join the NATO forces and go fighting somewhere, some bogus war. You know, that's the only place we can carry guns.
Well, you need to bring back Dutch history and Dutch culture and show the people how they've been. And, of course, what do these people do? They also flood the European nations, the indigenous lands of the Europeans, with the foreigners, and then try to liberalize and accentuate their hate of the country to further undermine the nation.
Right. It's all games, you know. It's they import them, and then they, enforce the elements that want to get rid of them and think the problem is only the illegals and
exactly.
Not the people setting that up, you know.
And then they pose as the saviors over the illegals or the people they brought in.
Right.
Oh, it's absolutely
a very old game, yeah.
Very divide and conquer, exactly. You're anything else you want to add?
No, that's about it. Thanks very much.
Is there any website or anything where your stuff's at that we can, or like any way for anybody in Dutch to see the films you've made?
Not yet, and we wait until the book is finished, then we put up a website.
Well, I tell you, if the book's in English, I'll probably want to carry it, and I'm sorry that my office has had trouble getting back in contact with you, but send that stuff to Aaron at Infowars.com. It'll be up on Jones Report within an hour, okay?
Most definitely, I will. Thank you.
God bless you. You're absolutely fabulous individual. I just found out that somebody in his office earlier told him not to send his stuff a few months ago. That let my blood pressure go up a little bit. But great articles and a translation he's done for us is up on Infowars.com right now. We'll be back with more of your calls.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Oh, yeah. My good friend Jimmy Vaughn. Welcome back. All right, I know we got a bunch of callers here. Well, let's go to a call in England first, then we'll go to the one in British Columbia. Is it Dawes in England? Caller, go ahead, you're on air. Thanks for holding.
All right, Alex, this is Daz.
Welcome.
I just want to tell you that you really took it to that lady earlier on. with the Prince Philip comment.
Did you hear her freak out and hang up?
Yeah, I mean, if she's going to make a statement such as cutting down world's population, she needs to put forward her case without hanging up. I mean, it's cowardice.
Why do you think she hung up?
I don't think she really knew how much you actually know about the global agenda.
Well, I think it shows that she's pretty sneaky, because when I said that, do you hear her gasp? Because I don't think they like the fact, I guarantee you Philip's probably involved with that group. I mean, I know he gives heavily to a bunch of different population control groups, and I've seen his name associated with it, and I guess she just didn't want to discuss his lordship. Oh, how dare me, a common scum, even mention the name of his grace. Let me ask you a question. What do you think of the Queen over there? He was on Skype internet phone, wasn't he? It sounds like it was breaking up. He's gone, right? Yeah, I think his phone broke up there. Who's up next here? Sylvain or Sullivan in BC. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi there.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. Thanks for taking my phone call. The reason I'm calling is I've just been recently shown the light through your documentaries, and I watched your Terror Storm, America Destroyed by Design, The Road to Tyranny. I could go on, but I just want to make it short because I know we're running out of time. 2 days ago, I witnessed with my own eyes two huge chemtrails right over the Esquimalt Lagoon, just upwind from Victoria, B.C., and a war veteran pulled up beside me with obviously the war vet play, which is how I knew he was a war vet, so I went over to talk to him, and he pointed out to me that, yes, that was a military plane because how it made the loop, and I would estimate the loop was about a mile wide by 5 miles long. He went all the way to the other end of it and started again and doubled it up. And then you could see where the spray stopped. There was a dash, like a blank. Then it started again and it stopped and then the jet was gone.
What was his altitude?
He must have been about 3,000 to 5,000 feet. And then there was another one, a huge jet with like four engines that came across in a straight line from the USA coming north. People were telling me they were leaving from Whitby Island, and this other jet came past below these two loops that moved, of course, above Victoria after about 2 or 3 hours. So I stayed there and watched the whole thing. And then this other huge jet that came under the loop in a straight line, you can see the loop was broken up by the jet stream of the jet passing below it. It left a dark line. It broke it open, you know, releasing the polymers that cling all this stuff together, from what I've read.
Well, listen, there are tens of thousands of declassified cases of our government, the British government, the Canadian government, other governments, releasing chemical, biological, and radiological materials over cities and towns and rural areas. It's just mountains of it, and the general public is still unaware of that, though there have been some PBS whitewashes and a few Discovery Channel and History Channel programs. And we know that condensation trails didn't stay up for more than a few minutes until 1996. Now high trails stay up longer. Now there's trails forming at 1,000 feet where they never formed in hot weather. I mean, I'm seeing craziness. There is so many different programs, weather modification.
There was a barium, white powder.
Barium salts, aluminum. It all causes brain damage. I mean, that's what I mean. We've got a huge eugenics program going on against us. There's no doubt of it.
Yeah, so I've been, you know, really researching this. It all started with me looking on Google Earth, you know. Came across the pentagram. I decided to zoom in on the White House for something to do. I had no idea what I was going to see. And I seen the pentagram with my own eyes, and I was like flabbergasted. Then I looked into it, and there's a Jewish Kabbalah to the west where the Statue of Lincoln is. To the right, there's the Freemasons logo. Then I got into the Freemasonry looking, and then Google is actually Freemasonic all colors, you know, and the red is on the right for the rising sun. Same as Windows XP. The XP is red and on the right.
We're out of time. We're going to be right back. I appreciate your call, sir. I'm going to cover a bunch of news and take more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go to Mike in England, who I'm told disagrees with me about something, so he goes ahead of the line. And then Michael, Richard, and many others that are patiently holding. But we're going to just talk to Roger and Mike first because they disagree, and then I'm going to play some clips of Queen worship off of the news. Well, this is off of C-SPAN where you hear Colin Powell, but you got to see the video. We're going to post it up on JonesReport.com. Literally in a worship fest. Just, I mean, all of them. You'd think they'd died and gone to heaven. It sounds like complete torture to me. Going in a room with some mass murderer, with some serial killer who wears a dress of diamonds, with a crown on, bugging her eyes out at everyone. I mean, that sounds like hell to me. Makes my stomach hurt. Never mind, I'm not going to do it. It's just so out of control, folks. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in England. Mike, go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. I just finished watching Terror Storm, and I was wondering if I could quote something back to you. From
sure.
I disagree. You said about 7-7 in London. In the weeks leading up to 7-7, Tony Blair's poll numbers had fallen to the lowest point in the 7-year administration. His Labour Party was sure to lose the parliamentary elections. Support for the war was dismal, despite the bombing. Which did approve his approval ratings, support for the war he was still only barely able to maintain control over the British House of Commons.
But yes, and a big government think tank wrote a wrote an attack on that 6 months ago. And let me put you on hold and comment on that. In fact, I meant to plug that today, and I haven't even plugged it because of this. There are two things you could call a mistake in Terror Storm. One, because the paper said that he bought a paper. And then I just said he bought a Metro paper, because that's the paper, and that's a free paper. The point is, the paper says that one of the supposed bombers went and bought a paper. Well, I said bought a Metro paper. That's a mistake. That's been changed. I got a second edition of Terror Storm coming out. Now, in the past, I would write notes and then voice live. This time with the end game, I wrote the whole thing. And I'm not a big writer. It took me months, and I vetted each line, everything. Tony Blair was in danger of losing the parliament. And then they had the election. The bombing happened. They were talking about him stepping down then, and that did boost him and did boost support of the war. You know how your parliament works, sir, that even if there hasn't been an election, if there's a no-confidence vote, he can be forced to step down, which supposedly he announced today he's going to be doing that. So I'm bad-mouthing the Queen and everything. People might take that personally about England. And then, you know, then the government, through one of its universities, put out a thing attacking Terror Storm, and they found that and the other thing, which I'd already found. And but not even clearly. Now I could play semantical games with you and say that it's not clear there, because I say despite the bombings, he still was able to maintain control. Okay, and literally when I read that, that's what I meant. I knew the elections were a couple months before. Okay, and I'm saying with the parliament, he still, you know, they had the election. He was barely able to maintain control. He was still able to stay in position. Because that's what Michael Meacher talked about in our interview with him. He'd been in the Blair cabinet as the environment minister. Is he had talked about how the bombings had helped Blair stay in power. That was my point. But let's just say I'm wrong about that. I mean, let's just say I meant and got the election wrong by a month and a half, which I didn't, but people tried to twist it and say it. So I'll just concede it. The point is 98% of the film is accurate. And now I am here. In fact, I was going to do this all day, and I didn't announce it. There are a little over 1,000 Terror Storms left at Amazon.com. There are a few left on store shelves around the country, and I've got 900 left here at my office. When those are sold of the first edition, there will be no more Terror Storm, original Terror Storm, minted and printed by us, ever sold. That will be it. That will be that. We have a link to Amazon.com where you can get them for $12 a piece. You can get them as low as $9.95 and package deals at Infowars.com. This is how you support us. And just see it as really as a contribution. But the point is, we want to sell those. Now, I had to make the decision not to make more and sell more to other stores in the last few months, because quietly for the last 6 months, I re-edited. This is what always happens with a film. We rushed to make it, to get it out by a deadline. We did a good audio mix, good video mix. Had one or two things that weren't perfect in it. You still got to release it by the date you set when you have a distributor. And I got to go back and spend months adding 16, almost 17 minutes to the 9/11 section predominantly, and new stuff on 7/7 and the war. Really beefed it up. And we encoded it off the original computer at an even higher res, so it looks even crisper. It looked great before. We spent over a month remixing the audio and bringing in other music that got delivered after a deadline, so we weren't able to incorporate it. It has new music. It has stuff on all this stuff. I'll tell you about it in a few months when it comes out. It'll be out in late July. But in the meantime, when these are sold, in fact, we'll probably sell out of these, and then for a while there won't be any Terror Storms available. Get the original Terror Storm, support us, and enshrined in it the fact that the Metro paper is free. I mean, he bought a paper. I got the paper wrong that he bought. It doesn't matter. It's inconsequential. Everyone knows Blair's approval ratings did go up, and he was able to stay the prime minister at a time when there was demands for him to step down. And so there's really no, but you know what, just for history, have the original one for yourself, for your archives. It is very, very important to have Terror Storm. And please get it. It's at Infowars.com. Let's drive it back up the Amazon charts. It went to number one in documentary films for a week, beating Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth propaganda film for just a week. And it hit number eight on the total Amazon charts. Frankly, not that hard to do it. You sell 1,000 of them in a couple days, that happens. And I get a huge princely sum of like 50 cents a piece. But the point is, Amazon demands 60-something percent off. So I think the distributor sells them to them for like $4 or something. But the point is, it's about getting the word out. I actually lose money having a distributor. If I'm just the only source to sell these, we end up making more. And I've made decisions not according to business, but according to getting the word out. And that's our currency here, is fighting these people. So please support us. Go drive it up the charts one more time at Amazon.com. Let's sell out what they've got. And we got 900, or a little less than 900 here in the office. You can also buy them from us. And then the second edition, which is, let me see, the other one was 113 minutes, and we've added almost 17. So we're talking well over 2 hours long. We're talking about, 130 minutes long. And it's so much more powerful. The music, the video, the editing. I mean, it really is a much stronger film now. But it's not going to be out for a couple months. And let's get the old Terror Storm out there. Now, I said put him on hold. Mike, anything else from England? Are you mad about me talking bad about the Queen?
Not really. Well, I think our head of state could deserve a little bit more respect. But that's
You're mad about it. Your head of state, a criminal family that has kept people in serfdom and enslaved and has done great evil, but you associate yourself with her, don't you?
I'm British, yeah. But my point is...
Oh, my God.
You said that there was a link between the 5th of May elections and the July 7th terrorist attacks, when there wasn't, because the May elections happened before. So that is a complete mistake.
No, you twisted what I said, and we actually went back to the audio files. What would happen is I would come in and talk about something. Okay, literally wouldn't even write it. I would look at all the documents in front of me, and then I would talk into the microphone. Okay, and then literally it was two people, me and Rob Jacobson, making that movie. And so it's not clear. And that's what we were saying. You can twist that all day long. Everyone knows Tony Blair's approval rating went up due to the bombings. Everyone knows that he could be removed or voted out even without an election, with a no-confidence vote in the parliament. And that's the point. Yeah.
Hey,
brother, we've been public about that semi-mistake there. And then the Metro paper thing, I know. But your queen is still a piece of trash, okay? She's still a murdering piece of garbage.
Okay? I know why you called.
You called because she's a piece of garbage, and you think your head of state deserves a little more respect. Sir, her ancestor waged war in this country and killed hundreds of thousands of people. Okay? You know about Edward VIII, that little Nazi punk. Do you understand you have Germanic rulers, and the Anglo-American establishment has wreaked hell on earth all over the world, and she is not your queen? God, can't you get that through your head? Can't you get that Prince Charles told Diana he was going to kill her in an auto accident?
I'm not a big fan of royalty, but anyway, my second point I wanted to make was, you said that the bombers did not know that they had bombs in their backpacks. That was another big point of your movie. Yet Mohammed Sadiq Khan recorded a Martin video. So that blows that one out the window.
No. See, that's not a mistake right there. It's the Scotland Yard said that it appeared that some of the bombers did not know they had bombs in their backpacks.
Hello?
You're on the air, buddy.
Well, are you saying that Mohammed Sadiq Khan knew that he was a suicide bomber and the other three didn't know that?
What they did is they had them go through drills, sir, and we know they were being protected. We know that the head of their organization was known MI6, the SWAT guy. That's on record. It's all in the film.
Okay, but you still
okay. You're not listening to me, sir. Is it admitted that the government, with Visor Consultants, was running a drill of the exact same trains being bombed at the exact same time?
That seems to be pretty clear, yeah.
Okay. Has the British government been caught provocateuring and outright staging terror attacks before?
That's true, but you've made...
Let's go further. Did Blair get a boost in his approval ratings after the bombing?
Not sure.
He did. Look, I'm done talking to you, man. Okay, the film is accurate. I can watch an hour-long Nightline special and find every other thing being a lie on purpose by design. Now, what you're doing is twisting things, and you're reading right off that government-commissioned university attack on me. Okay? I know this. There's no doubt that they arrest people for videotaping on the streets of London now. There's no doubt they're banning protests and demonstrations. There's no doubt your country's in deep trouble. Okay? And look, I have great respect for the British people. And, okay, America was founded out of the Magna Carta in 1215. It was founded out of support in Parliament and ideas of liberty. And your Parliament barely voted for the war when your first German king, his father was brought over. When King George III, you know, when he wasn't literally running around thinking he was God, insanely dancing around, he having visions and everything else, you know, he was there in your parliament. And my name is Jones. So I'm, you know, my father's family had a lot of Welsh in it, and Scotch and Irish, and I'm a Heinz 57. Get it through your head. You know, people think when I attack George Bush, I get emails going, "How dare you talk about the leader of our country and attack America?" That's not America. George Bush is not the United States. And when Hillary Clinton gets elected, because I'm sure patriots won't support Ron Paul like they should, he could win, though, folks, if you took action. It'll all be, "Don't talk about her. You're just against women, and you're just against the people from Illinois." I've had enough of it. You understand? You know what the royalty did to you guys? You know how they treated you and the things they've done? They're disgusting. They're disgusting filth. She is not the head of your country. She's an imposter. Do you know what the royalty, really starting with the your Norse rulers that came in Northern France, I mean, the things they did, the untold millions they killed with the sword, enslaving the once free tribes. You talk about the slaughter in Africa, you know, the process of domination there, and then, you know, they took the average genotype in England. The average skeleton was right at 6 feet from before 1,000 years ago, and literally brought it down to about 5'1". I'm not saying height means anything, but for the royalty, they actually wrote things about how to get people starving, how to control them. It was a royal thing that they ate more food, so they were bigger than you. They like turned us into little bonsai trees for them, just because it makes them feel more powerful. I mean, these are ultimate scum. These are ultimate enemies of humanity. These are the people, sir, running the eugenics. These are the people that are going to give you the big carbon tax. These are the people that are going to do all these things to you. Don't you understand that? I mean, my gosh. Someone else disagrees. Let's go to Roger in Florida. Go ahead, Roger.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. The only thing I do agree with you, she is a female dog. As far as her having a lot of influence in Canada and Canada being, royal followers.
Please.
It's a phenomenon to us that when we watch the United States, how Americans just eat this stuff up. When she dies, I hope she's the last piece of crap that's on our money. Majority of Canadians are not big royal fans.
I understand that. I'm not saying the British people. I'm not knocking Brits. Brits or Canadians.
No. I'm not knocking Brits either. It has nothing to do with Brits.
So are you in Florida or are you in Canada?
I'm in Florida, but I'm a Canadian.
Okay, good. Now I'm not confused. All right.
Okay, sorry. It's probably the royal influence is probably strongest on the West Coast for that.
Look, I'm not talking about influence as in a bunch of dumb Americans who I routinely say are the dumbest of the dumb, once the greatest of the great. I'm not saying all Americans. I mean, on average, it's pathetic And I've said that Canadians and Brits and people are actually more informed on many subjects. I'm not bashing. But when I say influence, I mean wealth. That lady, you know, in Forbes is worth like $10 billion. They're all about hiding their wealth. I mean, literally, sir, she owns most of England. She owns most. I mean, she owns diamond mines.
She does not get any monies from Canada. That was taken out over 100 years ago.
It's not monies from the, sir. It's not monies
or
from
property.
It's not monies from the Treasury. Are you kidding? No, it's in private hands. She privately owns the stuff.
But as far as her having or as Canadian citizens putting any money into her coffers, no.
Sir, she was a shareholder in the Bank of England.
Oh, I'm sure.
The Bank of England controls.
Bank of England's not Canada.
You know what? The Bank of England it was involved in chartering and made the investments in your Bank of Canada. You were mistaken.
Oh, yeah. They've made investments in all banks in the world.
Sir, the Queen of England literally owns your currency. She's on your currency. Because she owns it.
As soon as she dies, that bitch would be the last one to be on her currency.
I hear you. Just remember what a Queen Elizabeth is. I'm sorry, I just have to coin it. She's a Queen Elizabeth.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to at least get to Michael, Richard, and who's calling from Vermont? Jane. I'll try to jam those three in. But I promised I had all these clips today. I didn't get to them on the Queen. This is people walking in the reception hall in the White House about to go in to the Queen. And this is Colin Powell walking up. You can just see his face. He's so proud. I am the Order of the Garter Knight Commander. Everyone's like, ooh, ooh. I mean, you know, that's, it's just pathetic. I mean, this is, they're nobodies. These are killers. And it just shows how far we've slipped. They would never do this 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, this is just pathetic. Here it is.
And Armstrong, the Knight Commander of the Order of the Bat.
I can't even hear it, guys.
Order of the Bat. Your Majesty gave it to Alman to me about 12 years ago. Knight Commander. Listen carefully. Knight Commander of the Order of the Bat. Same thing.
Did all that go over air, or should we play it again? Oh, we'll just play it one more time at the end, for I want to hear it.
And Armstrong, the Knight Commander of the Order of the Bat. Knight Commander of the Order of the Bat. Your Majesty gave it to Alman to me about 12 years ago. Knight Commander. Listen carefully. Knight Commander of the Order of the Bat.
Oh, gosh. And there's stuff a lot worse. It's hard to hear it without the video with it. But we're going to post some of the most disgusting stuff up on JonesReport.com. Please do support us in our fight against these creatures. We don't own the oil companies or the banks that issue the currency. It was just up to you to support us and to support Ron Paul and others in this fight against the New World Order. So please go to InfoWars.com. And remember, the original terror storm, very few of them left. You don't have to wait till late July when the second edition comes out. Get the first edition, and it makes what we do here possible as well. Get American Freedom to Fascism, all of them, from InfoWars.com. Let's go to Jane in Vermont. Jane, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
I was listening on C-SPAN to the acceptance speech of Sarkozy in France, and I wanted to know if anybody else, if you'd been discussing this. During the speech, he announced the Mediterranean Union, and he was welcoming everyone in Europe to the Mediterranean Union, and as part of that, he welcomed the peoples of North Africa to join the Mediterranean Union.
I didn't see his speech, but yeah, no, they have 10 sub-regions, 3 major megastates. They're already functioning, the North American Union, EU, Asian Union, the African Union's already deploying troops all over the place. I mean, it's all in place, and you tell the general public, and they go, no, it doesn't exist.
Was it emerging into France of the North Africans?
That's pretty much what they're all basically doing. I didn't see his speech, but I know that that's what's happening.
Well, I'll tell you, France is in trouble.
Oh, yeah, and of course, he's another fake conservative. He'll fool them, just like the socialists. They own both the horses. We're out of time. Thanks for the call. Michael in Ohio. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, Alex?
Yes.
I'm calling about a big New World Order company. They're the biggest I know. Maybe you don't know of them, or maybe you do. It's called the USIS, and they're in charge of just about everything that has to do with applications for jobs. Like, they do drug testing. They're behind all the secret security clearances for the government.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was aware of them or not, but they have a weird thing on their website about James Garfield. They're, like, laughing that he was assassinated. And I can read it for you if you want.
Sure, go ahead.
It says, when President James A. Garfield decided in 1881... that federal positions should be awarded by merit and not according to political patronage, he sealed his fate. He was assassinated by Charles Guiteau in an act of vengeance.
You know what? Email me that subpage. I want to do a piece on that. Thank you. We're out of time. Sorry to all the other callers. More calls, more big guests coming up tomorrow. Help us get the word out. Help us fight the globalists. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.